Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Thank you for joining us today. It is January 4th, 2017. It is 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast, and we just had a sprinkling of snow. I think we have about 2 inches of snow outside. Today, I've asked a friend of mine who became a friend of mine through YouTube. Her name is Carol. Her YouTube channel is Weeping Willow 2. To join us to talk to us about fear. Now, she's a pretty Christian-based person, so I expect she'll be quoting a lot of scripture, but the concepts are real. I don't actually get offended by Christianity. I don't know. I don't know what I call myself. I guess I'm an agnostic. But let me give Carol a call and see if we can bring her in on this conversation so that we can move forward, because we're in a time now where fear seems to be being sold en masse to all of us. So let's see if she can pick up her phone. I had her on the line, and as usual, it dropped. Let's see what happens. See if it's calling her. Doesn't look like it's even calling her.
Hello?
Hey, Carol, it's Lonnie. You're live on the You're live on the Age of Fission radio show. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, I have been actually excellent, to tell you the truth. The holiday season was good to me. I had a great holiday, and I actually am not, I refuse to be afraid of the Trump nation. Let me just put it to you that way. I have this phrase in our show that says happiness is resistance, right? I'm beginning to say I'm happy to resist because I'm just not going to be afraid. So you
right.
and I were talking the other day, last week, about fear and the fear-mongering. Like, it's on all sides. Everybody's afraid. There's, you know, and you and I were talking about how important it is for each of us to resist the fear-mongering, because we are the children of the universe. We're here on purpose. This is not an – I don't believe it's an accident. And I think the universe wants to see us,
Not hardly. And I don't understand the fear thing, you know. I really don't. We are or have dominion over everything in the air, the land, and underneath of it in the sea. So I don't understand when people are so complacent to just, you know, let everything that's going on in the world be doing to them, you know. Because complacency, people think that because they shut up, that they're going to be obsolete from anything occurring to them. And
right.
that's far from the truth. You know, it's, you know, the people of this nation and the world need to stand up. And,
that is for sure.
You know, I don't understand the fear thing, because if you shut up, they're going to come for you. if you speak up, they're still going to come for you. It doesn't matter, you know. So you might as well go out shouting, you know, if they do come.
Well, let's be clear. They are coming. They are coming. Our air is polluted. Our water is polluted. Our land is polluted. Our schools are being destroyed. Our children are being undereducated. Healthcare in this country is our doctors are minimally medically educated. I mean, they are coming for us. It's here. This is the thing.
Well, they're already here. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time. It's not. It's just more prevalent and in our faces with their arrogance. And, you know, as far as doctors, you bring them up, you know, and them having their little white coats and all that. You know, white has been associated with pristine and purity and all that. And I look at them as devils. I mean, had I never been to a daggone doctor, I'd be better off than what I am now, because it's the treatment that they gave me that made me worse, you know. Now, I think the only reason anybody ought to go to a doctor is if you have a broken bone. I mean, back in the cowboy days and back in the days of Noah, they didn't have people run to the doctor every time they had a sniffle, you know, but that's how society has been indoctrinated to believe, you know, and then they come up, as we've had many a talk about the vaccines, which set you up literally for disease. And all the vile stuff that's in those shots. But the GMO, the geoengineering and the clouds and the cloud seeding, the altering the weather, the everything that they're doing, the fluoride in the water, the, you know, chlorine in the water and all this, this is not meant for man to drink. And all this nuclear stuff and the nuclear and the climate change, you know, and they're blaming it on the population. The population needs to be depopulated, the Agenda 21, and all this, what I call malarkey, you know, and people are buying into this, you know, thinking, oh, we have too many people on the planet. No, we don't. You can take all 7 billion or however many there is on this planet and put them in one state in the United States. So I read. Now, don't quote me on that. But back to the fear thing, I don't comprehend that, because the word of the Father says, fear not, for I am with you. And, you know, if I may quote some scripture on that,
I think it speaks to a lot of the fact that, before you quote, let me just say this. I think the fear has to do with a lot of people in this country are either atheists or agnostic, don't abide by the Bible, don't really believe it, and so they're sort of left kind of wobbly-woo, and they are, this is what faith gives you. It gives you a foundation, frankly. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, well, my faith is unshakable. I've gone through a lot of deaths in my family. I just lost my daughter this last June. And in my eyes, she was murdered for her body parts. And, you know, I've seen a lot of death. And I've had the banks try to steal my house for 12 years. I was in a legal battle. I won. You know, it was just me doing all the legal work. I didn't have a, you know, crown attorney. Mm-hmm. And I just plugged through and kept saying, because I knew the Lord's word said, it shall not come nigh to my dwelling. And I kept recanting that back to him. And people need to instill in themselves and write it upon their heart, and that's memory, the word. Because the word, if you don't have the word, man, you're defenseless. You
well,
are absolutely defenseless.
Well, that's if you abide by the Christian faith, you think you're defenseless.
I don't go in for that Christianity, because it's indoctrination in itself and my beliefs, because all these religions are for the division of mankind and not the unity of mankind, because every one of them bashes all the others just about. It's not for bringing people together. You know, the church is in the people. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. You know, you either have faith, which he gave everyone the seed of faith. and you have to nurture that just like you do a little seed growing out there in the garden, you know. And if you don't plant it with the word and water it with the word, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to sit there and stagnate and die. So then when you're confronted with things of the world, which we are not to worry about the world, it'll take care of itself, he says. But they just, you know, it's like the wind, you know, that they're just getting blown this way and that way because they're not seated on his rock. And he is the rock. Jesus, Yeshua, is the rock. And unless people turn to him and call out to him in the unity of prayer, the prayer of agreement, you know, because he says he will heal the land. You know, he can avert, and I don't remember the scripture on that, I'm sorry, because I didn't know I was going to bring this up. But it is in the scripture that he, if the people will turn to him and turn away from sin, call out to him, he will hear their prayer on high, he will heal the land. And, you know, there's also a scripture, another one that says that he will avert the troubles for a time. Now, because the word's not going to return to him void. So what is written will come to pass, but he can avert it. But the people aren't coming to him. You know, they're just trying to do the things of the world. Well, the world has nothing to offer you. Nothing at all. You cannot put your treasures in this world. You're not going to be able to take it with you. So why aren't people,
well,
you know, being more loving?
Let me just jump in here because I'll tell you this. I guess I'm not really an agnostic, and I don't. I actually have a lot of aversion to what you're saying because I think it's very Western world thinking. But the fundamental core, my children and I have had this conversation many times because I actually do read the Bible, but I read other texts. And I think you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The fundamental thing is that we are part of the connected universe, whatever you want to call it, God, Yeshua, the Father, I really believe that we are part of that connected universe. Like, I think the gift of planet Earth is love. The animals on this planet yes. love each other. We love each other, and we're part of the universal interconnectedness. Like, the universe wants what we have to offer, and I seriously do not believe that they're going to let a few greedy bastards destroy it completely. I just don't think it's going to happen.
How can you say it's a Western mental thing? I mean, he was born in Israel, you know. This is a global thing. There are people that are believers all over the world, of every nation, of every walk of life, you know. And I didn't understand that, you know, but that's just my take on it.
Well,
you know, I'm not asking anyone to believe as I believe,
right.
Because
I think
that's a search that
I agree, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because this conversation, we need to have this open conversation, because in our country, at least in our country, it's almost like an all or nothing thing, where, and you've probably experienced this, what you're talking about, like the church is kind of it's about control, really. It's not really about God or the Father or any of that real stuff. I mean, the whole thing is really, I believe that organized religion is meant to control people, but that doesn't take us away from the foundation it gives people. Many people's lives have been stabilized and feel the love. Like, I saw this little boy make up a song about Jesus yesterday that was just so precious about the love that God the Father has for us and how we're all going to be provided for. It was such a beautiful, sweet little song, and I thought, this kid really gets it about how he really is protected by the universe. Like, this is what we need to understand. Like, all of that stuff, the fear mongering is to bring us out of sync with being in harmony with God. That's the whole fear mongering thing, is to keep us stuck. Like, oh my God, we think that we have control over it. We don't. We're the emissary. That's how I view it. We're sort of emissaries. We need to open our hearts, turn our eyes to the sky and say, okay, tell me what to do. Let your heart be moved and just go do it. And that is how we're going to heal the planet, you know?
Well, I know of 40 scriptures that are on do not fear. That's in scripture. You know, fear not, for I am with you. And he gives us of his peace. And people need to sometimes just be still, be quiet, and listen, you know? I mean, now, he doesn't talk to everybody, granted. But if you get into the Word, that Word's going to bubble up, you know, through your life. And I can attest to
that's
you.
That's true. That's true. It does bubble up.
Yes, it does. And when troubles rise, if you don't have the Word in you to know how to defend yourself against the principalities and the evil one, you're going to be defenseless, because you need to stand on the Word, because he is our shield and buckler. He is our high tower. He is our everything. If people would just recognize him and call out to him. I have a short story years ago, before I ended up having the internet and all this. You know, this is 20, 30 years ago. There was a story of a town down south, way down south. I don't know where. I don't remember where it was. And I did try to do a worldwide search to find it on the web, but I couldn't. I guess I didn't want that information out there, you know, for anybody to have any hope. But I was trying to find it because I wanted to do a story on it. But this entire town got together in unison to pray for one thing. All the minds of this town literally prayed for snow. And this town doesn't get snow. It's way down south. They don't get snow, never seen snow. Their children never seen snow. But everybody in this town gathered in a prayer of agreement for snow. And you know what? They got it. They got the snow.
Carol, that reminds me of this action we did. I think it was like 1980 or something. There was some action I did when I was much younger. There was a worldwide prayer day to stop some nuclear armament. That's all they did. They got millions of people to pray that these leaders would change their mind. I don't even remember the details of it, but I was involved in it. I remember going to a vigil where everybody held hands, strangers. There must have been 300 people where I was. Everybody prayed in the next day, the leaders had changed their mind. And they were saying, well, it's because there was protest. No, I believe it was because of the prayer. I really believe.
Definitely.
I know for this is the interesting thing about agnostics. And but, it, you know, I'm having somebody, Glenn Woodford, who is one of my listeners and a YouTuber also, he said, you know, they say that they are of God, yet they are the devil in the last days. And that is the truth. That's what's wrong with the church, because right now there's so many people separating humans through the church and allowing us to be fear-based. I mean, this is the whole thing about the fear-based decisions that people are making. People are so, they're looking forward to what, and actually, you know, we're so emotionally manipulated by our media right now. We've had like, Donald Trump got elected.
And they know
elected.
This. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
They know this. That's what the media's mode of operation is to put their viewpoint on everything, because they twist everything. And, you know, for the better part, everything about news has been fake.
Right,
you know,
right.
People call it false flags and all this. This goes back, you know, many, many years. I know for one, it was a story back in 1958 that the Lord showed me this story. And it took me months to bring a lot of, you know, connecting the dots, so to speak, of the story that I ran. I won't get into it because it's too lengthy. But, you know, people need to get seated. These are the days of urgency. He is going to take a big breath, and he is going to blow the wheat from the chaff, and or the chaff from the wheat, and then you have the remnants. But he's coming. He is coming. I think I shared with you the other day when we were talking, he had a lot pouring out of me the other day. I think I wrote 10 poems. All to do with the Father and trying to instill hope into his people, and hopefully turn some to him by the words just poured out of me. I wrote 10 in 2 days. Girl, I haven't written like that ever in my life, but he is truly, truly speaking through me when it was those 2 days of writing nonstop. It was virtually nonstop. He had words coming out of me. I was being awakened in the morning with words flowing. I couldn't even go to the bathroom and brush my teeth one morning because a word came to me and the words started flowing. I had to immediately come back into the living room and grab my tablet and my pen, and boom, there it was again, you know. Got done with that one, another one came. You know, it's just, there was one on the confirmation on a word that was in a movie that I was trying to watch, you know, but it was confirmation, and it hit me to do a thing on how is it that people don't believe in him. If you want confirmation, look around into the world, because he's there,
you know,
in everything.
Actually, you know what I think it is? I think it's because people have suffered and that they feel disconnected from our life source that I call God. I think that there's
and
a lot.
And they turn their
me.
Back on him. He hasn't left them,
well,
you see.
You know
they've
what?
Left him.
I think it's kind of like what I told my dad one time. You know what? Like, on your deathbed, you're going to realize that really you're not really an atheist. You know what I mean?
Right.
On your deathbed, when you get near to the end of your life, if nothing else, and this is the thing right now in our country, we're being pulled from all different sides. Like, here, pull there, and then the circular firing squad is being encouraged. So people are within every little group. Like, the GOP is now firing on each other, the DNC, the Democrats, the Christians are firing, you know, on each other, all these little groups. And really, what we need to really reverse is that idea that attacking each other as humans. We need to have an inclusiveness. Like, you opened your heart and you allowed these words to come through you because you opened yourself and you got these, like, you followed your heart. And that's really what I think we need to do, is just follow our hearts, follow where we're being led. Because if you want a miracle in your life, God's not going to just, boom, send you a check for $1 million. He will send
right.
you, if you, I mean, you know, he will send you an idea that will allow you to make money,
right.
or get whatever it is that you want to have, or heal whatever it is. You have to follow the instructions. We're physical beings. We have to follow instructions. I mean,
Well, a lot of people keep searching outwardly for what it is when it's inwardly.
That's right. That's what these scriptures say. Fear not, I am with you, because you can't get away from God. Fear not, I am with you, because no matter
That's
where
right.
you go, every single hour of the day, that light source, that thing that makes our heart tick, our brains connect, our hearts expand, it's all, I mean, think about the heart muscle. The heart starts beating first at the inception of conception and keeps going your entire
right.
life. It is the most faithful thing we have in our life, is our heart. And
it's odd that you bring that up, because I did a video on the heart, and the heart literally has the name of the Father written on it.
Really?
I did a video. Yes.
What's the video?
It has the Father's name. Yes.
I haven't seen it.
It does. Yeah.
Okay,
that was amazing when I came across that. The Father's name is written on our heart, inside of it. Sure uh-huh. is. And
Well, it's very interesting. This is the thing. This is why I tell people, they ask me many times, don't you get depressed talking about the nuclear pollution and all the contaminants and all the stuff that's, for me, it inspires me, because I think if we talk about it and expose the evil that they're doing, then we can actually stop them. But as long as we refuse to look at it, they're going to continue to badger us and beat us up and destroy our planet. I actually believe it's a betrayal to our Mother Earth for us not to speak out about it.
Oh, certainly. Certainly it is. You know, but this is not a war against I mean, it's a war against humanity, but it is, let me think of the words here. This is not, you know, I hear so much on my channel on YouTube, Weep Willow 2, by the way, was spelt with an H, is that people think, you know, I hear about everybody getting armed up and all this stuff. This is a spiritual warfare. This is evil against good.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It has nothing to do with man's physical powers for what's going on in this world today. It has everything to do with your faith, with standing on the word, and fighting back spiritually with the word. Because if you don't have that, like I said, your defenses are down.
What do they call that? In Corinthians, isn't that like the breastplate of faith or something?
I'm not sure. I know, yeah. As far as the fear part, he says in Isaiah 35:4, say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your father will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He will come to save you. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So, you know, when people, you know, they look around at the world like...
That's an interesting thing to think about. When we have all these religions in this country based upon the Bible, and that little bit of knowledge is in there, and I mean, we have really seriously, it's almost like a disease in this country, the fear that people have that something bad is going to happen. And I think I told this to someone recently, that it's not that fear that something is going, their fear is a response to what they are ignoring. Like, they are, instead of taking action to remediate it, they're choosing to live in fear.
You hit the nail on the head, because just like when Peter and the disciples were in the boat and the tumultuous waters and the storms and the wind and the rain and the lightning, and Yeshua Jesus is walking on the water, and Peter says, if it be thou, Lord, call me unto you, and he said, come forth. So Peter steps out the boat, but the other disciples are fearful. And it said, no, no, you'll drown, you know, something along these lines, you know, was said. I don't quote the Bible verbatim. And so he steps out and he starts walking toward him, and he has his sights on him. And then he starts looking at the clouds, looking at the rain, looking at the lightning, looking at the waves, and he gets overwhelmed with fear. And then what happens? Because he took his sights off the Lord, he started sinking. Then he got even more fearful and screams out to the Lord, save me, save me. And then the Lord Jesus walks up and pulls him back up out of the water, because he was sinking because of that fear. Is it, you know, fear comes from the evil one. That's all he's about. He's a spirit of the air. And he gave us, before he left this planet, he told the disciples, give what's been given to you. I give you everything. We have all the powers that Jesus Yeshua had. All of us that have taken him as our Savior has the exact same powers as he himself.
Well,
he gave this to us.
Levitators.
So why people?
There are levitators in India.
Huh?
There's levitators in India. There's people who
meditate
and levitate, and it's for the same pure reason. It's the people. I mean, if your heart is pure, we have so much power. If you really walk in love, I think love is the defining factor. That for me, that's exactly it.
Because the disciples asked him, "What is the most important commandment?" He said, "Love." Now, can you imagine this planet if everybody on this planet ended up just showing love?
Right.
What a miraculous change it would be, you know, if people just showed their love.
That's right.
For, you know, each other. And
but then again, then we get back to the
things.
Fear. People are afraid to show their love because they think they're going to be hurt. It's all fear-based. So they protect themselves and act like bullies and act like, you know, kind of like strict people instead of just opening themselves up and allowing themselves to feel and to share. They cut themselves off. And that's how
and
they get into this cycle of fear.
But if you don't give, you can't receive.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. It's going to be an interesting time.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, anyway. I've got some pointers here. Okay, where is it? The prayer of agreement. That's in Matthew 18:19-20. I'm not going to read them. I'm just telling you what the headings are for them that people can go there and look it up for themselves. But the prayer of agreement is in there. And there was a time when the disciples were walking along the roadway and they come upon the man, if you remember the story about him having a legion of demons in him. And a legion, I looked it up, did the research, is 6,000. That's a lot of demons to be possessed with. And they, you know, couldn't cast them out. And so here comes Jesus, you know, and he ends up casting them out. So when the disciples into the swine, and they all ran down the hillside and ran into the ocean and drowned. So they're asking him in private, why is it that since you gave us the power, we could not cast them out? He said, there are times that you must fast and pray. Fasting and praying. And people forget that. That brings about special miracles to be done. And I've got that written down here somewhere. Just a second.
You know what fasting and prayer though brings about? Its intention.
That's Mark. That's in Mark 9:29. Prayer and fasting, and that's the only place I ever found in the scripture that talks about it.
Well,
but there are certain times that we have to do that.
But that's about intention. Even if there's certain times, it's about intention. It's about deciding we're going to have. And Glenn's right. He's texted me and said, you know, it's positive thinking and love is the answer. It's true. Because our thoughts are things. We're not what we think about. It's what you think you are. So if you think negatively and live in fear, you're going to attract negative things to you. So prayer and fasting is actually positive intention.
Yeah, well, and he says that what you think is what you're going to manifest into your life. If you're always thinking of doom and gloom, that's exactly what you're going to have in your life.
That's
you know,
right.
People need to change their way of thinking, the indoctrination, and just be in love and contemplate doing good in the world because it will come back to you. But, you know, right here in Psalm 31:23, he shall preserve me, the faithful. The faithful. You have to believe in him in order for him to work in your life.
Well,
if you don't believe in him and don't know him.
You're not responding to those internal messages. That's the issue. And that's what I meant
that's
about the P living in fear. They've cut off their connection. They're like only looking at what the lies they're being fed, that the planet's being destroyed. We're going to be subjugated. We're going to have World War III, nuclear holocaust, fear, 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 fear. Well, guess what? We already have a nuclear holocaust. Like, really? They've already bombed the daylights out of this planet. So we're living in it. I mean,
I think that is the true cause of the global warming, you know, that everybody's screeching about.
What? Chuck Johnson and I disagreed on that yesterday. I mean, he does not believe that Fukushima or nuclear has anything to do with global warming. And because, you know, James Hansen is really big on keeping nuclear around because he wants to get rid of coal. He says that coal is more of a threat than nuclear because it's causing global warming. I don't comprehend how those people don't see that that the nuclear pollution we've dumped on this planet is not affecting our atmosphere, is not affecting the warming of the planet, or even the ecosystems. Every part of our environment has been affected by this nuclear pollution.
You betcha. You betcha it has.
They can deny it all they want, but overlay a map on the decline of our environment with the activity of the nuclear bombing, and it spikes starting at the 50s. It's kind of like they have not done any studies intentionally because they don't want to have the blame, but it's lay a map of the cancer clusters and where all the nuclear power plants are in this country, and guess what? They're identical. So...
Well, Japan, I just did a story on Japan on the children and everything from 0 to age 14. It's doubled since Fukushima. Doubled. But they have suppressed that until just recently.
And they're calling it a mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a mystery. We have no idea, but we've got three nuclear power plants still in full meltdown, and we have no idea, and it's still spewing out radiation, but we have no idea. It's just
what caused it.
Yeah.
That's deniability.
It's the same thing. There was a picture that somebody made a video of a very poorly mutated baby, and I made a comment that said, you know, this is the cause of nuclear pollution. And some scientist went on and said, no, it's not. It's a rare genetic disease. And I'm like, yeah, caused by nuclear pollution. We didn't see these on our...
Right.
Before the Marshall Islands, we did not see jelly bean babies and children mutated with no skin on their bones. That just did not happen.
Or the anencephaly, where their skulls wasn't formed over the frontal lobe of their brains.
Exactly.
You know, that's from depleted uranium. That's in Iraq and Kosovo and some other country I did a story on.
And
but
actually in here.
You know, I've tried to instill hope in people's hearts. But it says here in Matthew 17:20, I have more than faith of the mustard seed, which he gave to everybody, okay? Nothing shall be impossible to me. You know, nothing. Absolutely nothing. People need to contemplate that, girl. They need to contemplate that.
That's the ultimate
power.
We
hold the
power
within ourselves.
That's the ultimate power. That's the ultimate power of positive thinking.
I mean, right.
But that's, you know, this is the thing. You know, the idea of fasting actually opens your mind. Glenn said this to me in the text. He's right. Fasting opens your mind. It releases you of the toxins that are in your body and releases your brain of the toxins. It allows you and opens your mind to see things in a different way. I mean, I am very hopeful about the future, because I think that with the Trump nation coming on and the blatant disregard for humanity that they're going to express, I think that people are going to band together and we're going to be the tsunami that brings back true love on this planet. And really, I really believe we will find a way to reverse it and live through what's going on. I guess I do, because I'm here every morning talking about it. It gives me hope to share the information, to get the information out there. This is why I look so hard to interview credible activists who can bring us information about what's going on, the state of affairs, and how the government is responding to it. Is quite interesting how the government is responding to it all, you know? So.
I'm of the belief that the days are short. You know, research I did many years ago, knowing that Israel is Father's timepiece, and when Damascus falls, people better look up. They better be looking up now. They better be anointing their homes and their children from the Father. It's the Father's responsibility according to Scripture. People need to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, which gives the blessings, and it ends up referring to the curses, that if you don't follow the Father's laws, you know, then it's not a good thing. But right here on... John 14:13, it says, whatsoever I should ask in his name, that shall he do. that the Father be glorified in the Son, you know. And I'm a very, very faith-filled person. I've seen and weathered a lot of strife in this world, but without the trials and tribulations, we cannot grow. We get pruned.
That's right.
And we're faced with certain issues in our lives. It doesn't mean the Lord has forsaken us, because he said he would never do that. He hasn't forsaken us. But how can you grow if you don't ever see adversity? You know, if you never achieve
That's
anything
right.
or any strife, if you're always happy and go lucky, how would you ever know what happy is?
That's right.
You know,
well, besides
enjoy.
That, there's that level of growth that we get to. I mean, this is what I mean. The love grows straight from our heart, but it grows from adversity. And life is not meant to be. Humans have never had it easy on planet Earth. Let's be clear. It's never been easy.
You're right.
So people whine and cry. Well, guess what? Life is hard. Like 100 years ago, many Americans, I mean, before World War II, a friend of mine, an elderly, this is why I love people that are much older than me. They see the view of the world in a way we don't. A friend of mine was talking about her anxiety about Trump, and she's like, I'm afraid we're going to go back to that. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, because the war project, the reason that Roosevelt started the work program to build the roads and the bridges was so that they could have enough healthy men to enter the army, because they wanted to enter World War II, but the volunteers all had rickets and were malnourished. Most Americans were suffering during the Depression gravely. And so it is not about life has to be easy. Life is fulfilling. You know what I mean? Like we have the animals are not separated from God. The animals, a bird, I heard Joyce Meyer talk about this. A bird doesn't get up and worry about where they're going to find their food in the morning. A bird gets up, sings, and goes out and finds their food. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
We don't have to have this anxiety about how
yeah,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, they don't toil, you know. They don't fret.
You don't see a bird chewing on its little feet, worrying about how I'm going to find some seeds. They just go out and go do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We have to know for a fact that we are connected to the universal love of the universe. Actually, I think on Earth, this is kind of very egocentric, but I think on Earth we have this special gift of love, and our love expands out to the universe. I had a friend of mine, this sounds peculiar, but I live next door to a lady who believed 100% that she was the product of an ET intervention. She said her mother was pregnant with her sister, and when she gave birth, all of a sudden there was two babies. And she said what they were trying to do, they can clone life, the ETs, but they can't create love. That's our gift on our planet. So they were coming here to try to recreate love. They still haven't done it. So it's I don't know how real
they're
that was.
They're trying to mimic the Father, and that's never going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, they're trying to improve on the first model. But if I may I share this last poem that I wrote about him?
Sure.
It's not too off long. He's in it all. And this is the one that come with the word that I was given on confirmation. Do you need confirmation to believe? Take a look around. He's everywhere to be found. He's in the gardens that we grow from the ground. He's in the breezes we feel blow. He's in the sun, moon, and stars that show. He's in the leaves on the trees and all good things to please. He's in the fresh scent of the rain in the spring. He's in the birds that sing. He's in the laughter of children and on their face with grins. He's in the joy in our hearts, knowing he forgives us our sins. His loving arms will carry you for a mile. He has patience and is waiting for you to sit with him for a while. He isn't foreboding, never pushing to be heard. To think that he is absolutely absurd. He's in the sweet sound of the whippoorwill. You can hear his voice if you are still. He's in the grass we walk upon in the scent of a rose. If you need confirmation to believe, ask someone who knows.
Amen to that.
So,
huh?
Yeah. And I
well,
know.
Well, this is an interesting thing here, Carol. This is where the state of our planet is. us talking about a faith-based belief in God or whatever you want to call it, like this site, this is considered controversial. This is considered like boring stuff, but really this is the meat of how we're going to get through it. I mean, the religions have popped up. There's a great book by Carol Meese, M-Y-S-S, called Sacred Contracts. And she really turned me on to the idea that there really was a God, because I grew up a Catholic in a severely abusive household. By the time I was 13, I'm like, there is no God. You know, people loved McDonald's, you know, like really, they love God, they love McDonald's. I really didn't believe that there was love meant anything. And I really was like, pretty convinced until I had my first child that there really was no God. And then I gave birth and I went, oh my God, there's something here. And I started on this quest. I mean,
you
I
know,
started on this quest and I
said,
found this
John,
book.
A while ago about the bird and stuff, you know. Here it is right here, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Amen to
that. And doesn't it, though, you know?
Well, you know, this thing, I want to get this out about Carolyn Meese's book, because I encourage people to read it. It's called Sacred Contracts. Her thesis, she studied all the major religions on the planet, and guess what? They all have a common theme. They have common rituals. Every human culture develops, whether you want to call it Jesus or God. In the ancients, they had different ways for naming it, but all of the basis of it is exactly the same. We are spiritually connected to a spiritual source that helps us develop culture. And when you turn your back on it, you're denying who we are fundamentally. And it really, you know, you can express your spirituality in different ways, but the bottom line is the way we help our planet grow, the way we grow as individuals, because we're only here for a short period of time in terms of the history of the planet. That's part of the design of God. We're not supposed to be here for thousands and thousands of years. We're supposed to be here, come, be of service, help promote each other, walk in love, be love, and fear not. Everything works out. Fear not. That is really the key. Fear not, because when you fear, you stop that connection. Then you're basically telling God you don't trust him. You know what I mean?
That's like, right.
And really, I mean, many times as a single mom, I realize, you know what? Like, I don't have to be afraid, because God's on my side. It's all going to work out. And it did always work out. I don't know how it did,
well,
but it
all. Well, He is to be, as it says in Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He gave you dominion over everything in the air, the land, and the sea. Why do people fear? I cannot comprehend it.
I think a lot of it is because they don't want to have to do the work, Carol. I've given this a lot of thought. I have six siblings and a brother. I have six sisters and a brother. Many of them walk in fear, and several of them have turned to Christianity to get some calmness in their life, and yet they still walk in fear. They still secretly fear things because they're afraid that they don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the work. They want it handed to them. That's the thing.
Well,
God doesn't
he would rather you were hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. People, it is coming to the time that they're going to have to stand up and take sides. Either it's going to be there for the good or they're for the bad. There's only two roads in this life to walk. And either they're going to believe or they're not going to believe.
If you're on the wrong road, you can always turn around. That's the thing I always tell people. If it feels, this is my meter, if you're on the right road. Do you feel happy? God gave us these emotions intentionally. Do you feel happy with what you're doing? I mean, truly, do you
Yes.
feel like you're on the right path? If you're on the right path, you're going to have a sense of contentment. And most likely than not, you'll be stretching your time in the day. You'll be getting cues in your brain that you take action on, because it's not handed to us. We're led. We have a short period of time on this planet to walk through it, which, like right now, in our country, part of what's happened is we have all really been, I know I was, relatively lazy emotionally and intellectually, like worrying about my own little life, my own thing. I just kept letting the government dig in their heels and creating. I grew up next to San Onofre and never even questioned what it was. I just assumed it was a military base. Now, when I'm serious. Now that stretch of 405 freeway is so radioactively contaminated, the Navy won't take it back. And if people in that area talk about it, they're looked at with a skewed eye, like something's wrong with them. So the fear, the way these people control us is by making us afraid of being publicly humiliated, of being trounced, of being, you know, attacked. And okay, if you have to attack,
but they're being attacked right now.
Exactly.
They have been. You know, I had a conversation with the father. Well, I said a conversation. I ended up asking him something. And later on in the same day, he ended up answering me, because I kept asking him when I was going through all this legal stuff with workers' comp, the bank, and all this kind of stuff. And I kept asking him periodically, you know, throughout the day, I just want to know why. I said, why? He finally answered me. He could be funny. And he said, why not? And I contemplated that for a short minute, you know. I'm thinking, you're right. You're right. I'm starting laughing because, you know, if Yeshua Jesus went through everything that we could ever even fathom, and he did it without the Holy Spirit on him, he went through everything he went through as a human. Okay, every pain, every nail, everything that he felt, he went through as you or I would. So when I asked why, and he said, why not? I'm saying, you're right. You know, of course, he's always right. But, you know, how could I think that just because I took him on as my savior, that I would be obsolete of all the stuff, you know, that I would end up facing in this world?
But you know
it
what?
It doesn't give you special privileges.
But look,
you know,
girl,
and
this
Satan
is...
was cast down here to this earth. This is his playground.
I think our challenges are blessings. I'll tell you what, I've had some very hard challenges. I think these are gifts to us. What happens to us like this thing that's happened?
Yeah, without challenges, we're not going to grow.
They're gifts. Like this, the way that it's come to pass, this is going to create such a strong human race, so dedicated to love, so dedicated to life, that the thought of even starting war or destroying our planet is going to be obsolete for thousands of years. I really believe that.
Right. I detest war.
You know, and so we are, these things have been gifts to us, those that, of us that are choosing to walk in love. I know my challenges. I've had some very peculiar things. I mean, harsh things happen to me that have not happened to many people. But in the long run, because I opened my heart to it, as Glenn Woodward says, my eyes to the sky, I look to, okay, God, tell me what I'm supposed to learn here. And the sparks of light and forgiveness, like we have to be this, it's like a track of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. Things happen in your life where you sometimes have to keep forgiving someone because it doesn't go away easy. But it does mean that we have the gift of forgiveness. We have the gift of love, to walk in love, to move love. That's the only way we're going to erase the fear. That's what I think. That's the only way, is by walking in love and to continually forgive, because the non-forgiveness is really fear. That's, you know, so it doesn't mean you have to let the perpetrators in your life, but you do have to forgive them. You know what I mean? And
yes,
so
I do. But what people aren't getting with that, forgiving someone is not for their benefit. And that's where a lot of people get stumped.
Right.
Because they think that, oh, well, if I forgive them, they're just, you know, they're going to go on with their life and be happy and all. No, 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 no. Forgiving someone is for your benefit, not theirs. You forgive not their sins. Your sins yourself will not be forgiven of you. So it's for your soul's sake that you forgive those other people, the ones that's done you harm. It is for your soul that you forgive.
That makes sense, because there have been people that I have forgiven in my life that, like, actually could care less whether I forgave them or not. You know what I mean? That
right,
makes sense.
Right.
But it was important for me that I could love and let go. Like, in order to let go, you have to really forgive them. You know, what do they say? There was a fabulous book, Forgive and Forget. If you can't forget the pain of that harm, then you have not forgiven totally. So,
well, I don't agree with that, because going through what you've gone through makes you who you are today.
Yeah, I'm not
and
saying
I
forget the experience,
you can
but
forgive
the
someone,
pain.
But you don't forget the incident.
No,
that there's a difference. You can remember your pain, but you still forgive them, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I think the point of this book was really to not ruminate, not live in the past and not live in that pain, because when you ruminate, it brings that element into your present. That's why the present's a gift, because it's right now. We can't go back, we can't go future. What we have is this second right now, and
that's right. We have the moment right now. We can't reel in what was done in the past. You can't.
And we can do the best we can right now. Like, I know with the Trump Nation coming in on the inauguration day and the day after inauguration, there are going to be protests. There's going to be people speaking out for civil rights, because they feel like that is about to be threatened in this country by the people he's bringing in. And I actually believe if these events happen with the right clarity of mind, with the right love, with keeping love as the center focus of it all, and forgiveness, it's almost like a chant or a power of prayer. We can actually help manipulate and change these people, open their hearts up so that the harm that they do plan on perpetrating on our country can be stopped. You know, I mean, they are planning on harming us. It's a very clear picture. That doesn't mean their paradigm has to be our paradigm. With the power of our love, the power of our intentions, we can change how the results will come out. And that's my focus.
That's right.
That's
why
I'm on this radio show every day. I am not willing
to
let the nuclear industry kill this planet. And I'm going to expose what they're doing, and I'm going to remind people that we have a capacity. God has given us a capacity to really commune with him and stay in harmony and make it work. And that's my intention. I am actually going to continue to do that. Carol, we have about a minute left. I want to thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Lonnie Clark, the Age of Fission radio show, with my guest Carol Weeping Willow 2 on YouTube. Please do go find her channel. She's got over 5,000 subscribers. She's had almost 2 million hits on her videos. Some of her videos are quite hilarious, and some of them are serious. She's got a variety of them. I encourage you to take a look at her playlist. It's WHEEPING number 2. So it's Weeping Willow 2. Thank you, Carol, for joining us. It's been a delightful hour.
Well,
and very
thank you, Lonnie. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, I hope you'll come back and be a friend of our show every 6 or 8 weeks or so. It's been really great to be able to have this conversation about our true nature, which is love. Put your courage feet on. Take some action. We love you.